Now, the process that I'm about to teach you for putting a goal into your future is going to allow you to actually take a goal and put it into your future timeline right where you want it to occur. Very powerful process for creating your future. Okay, now before we begin to take a goal and put it in the future, there's a couple of things that we need to do to the goal in order to refine it to the point where it needs to be in order to really make the process work. Now, there may be aspects of what I'm about to describe to you that sound a bit like traditional goal setting. And that's just because, quite frankly, there's a lot of things out there in goal setting that work. But then I'm going to also make some distinctions that really set this process apart from anything else out there and really cause it to produce results. So the first thing in setting any goal that you want to put out into your future timeline, the first thing that's important to do is to make sure that it meets what we call the SMART criteria, S-M-A-R-T. Once again, this is an acronym or a mnemonic device that assists you in remembering all the steps that are necessary to get your goal to where it needs to be in order to really produce results. So the acronym is SMART, S-M-A-R-T, and each of the letters stands for something specific. In fact, the first letter, S, stands for specific. So you want to make sure that your goal is specific. If you put a goal into your future to make more money, for example, more money isn't very specific. Now, if you were to say $10,000 more, that becomes more specific at that point. Okay, it's hard not to make more money. If somebody paid you one more dollar, you'd be making more money. So the key to producing results in the material world is specificity. So the more specific you are in terms of goal setting. So to say I want to make more money, that wouldn't be specific enough. You want to be very, very, very specific. Okay, so make sure that you get numbers in terms of finances. If you're setting a goal in your physical health, you may want to write down a specific body fat ratio to lean muscle mass if you're doing a health goal. If you're doing a relationship goal, the more specific you get, the better as well. So any type of goal, cross-contextually, specificity is the key to producing results. S in SMART also stands for simple. So you want to make sure that the goal that you put out there into your future is simply written. The part of you that actualizes goals, the unconscious mind, well, you can think of that part of you as being a 7 to 9 year old child that loves you very much. And being a 7 to 9 year old child, it understands things that are simply written. So if you write a goal with lots of long, convoluted sentences, if you put a lot of therefores, whereases, and things like that, that just becomes too long, too convoluted. Keep it brief and simple, just a couple of sentences long. So make sure the goal is simple. Now let's talk about the M in SMART. M stands for measurable. You want to make sure that the goal is measurable. Now there's one easy way to make sure that your goal is measurable. And this is part of the process that sets it apart from any other form of goal setting that I found out there. The easy way to make sure that your goal is measurable is to make sure that you get the last step in the writing of your goal. So when you write the goal down, you want to get the last step. What do I mean by that? What I mean is the last thing that has to happen so that you know you've gotten your goal. See, the last step is always different for everybody, and it's a very individual thing. In neurolinguistic programming, we call this your evidence procedure. Evidence procedure is just the way that you know that you've gotten it. So, for example, if you set a goal to go to Palm Springs, what's the last step that has to happen so that you know that you're going to Palm Springs? Like for some people, it may be purchasing an airline ticket. That might be the last step for them. For some people, it might be they might live nearby. It might be jumping in the car and actually driving on the way there. For some people, it might be getting off the plane. Some people say, I don't know I'm going to Palm Springs until my wife says I'm going to Palm Springs, or my husband, right? So the question is, what's the last step for you so that you know you're going to Palm Springs? And that's just in the case of if Palm Springs was the goal. If it's a different goal, then you're going to have a different last step for whatever the goal is. Does that make sense? So now the reason why we get the last step, by the way, is because that's the part of the goal that we're going to put into your future timeline. So we might put in, if it was the goal to go to Palm Springs once again, and the last step for you would be getting off the plane, then we might put that sequence or that image of you getting off the plane into your future timeline. That's the last step. And what that does is it causes the goal to take on a concrete reality for you. And in terms of specificity, that gets incredibly specific in terms of producing results. So the last step is very important to get in there, and that makes the goal measurable in and of itself, just having that last step inside there. Actually, when I have you write your goals, I have a specific formula that you can use that will automatically get the last step in there. In fact, it'll cause the goal to meet a lot of the SMART criteria just writing it with this formula. And I'll share that formula with you after we're done chatting about the SMART criteria. So M stands for measurable. It also stands for meaningful to you. Meaningful to you. You want to make sure the goal is meaningful to you. And what that means is not meaningful to somebody else. Well, it could be meaningful to somebody else, but in addition to being meaningful to somebody else, it must be meaningful to you. I always tell people the tools of neuro-linguistic programming and even hypnosis and creation technologies are wonderful for creating a roadmap to where it is that you want to go. They're wonderful for creating that roadmap and for giving you the vehicle to get there as well. But desire and commitment are like the fuel in your car. You could have the best roadmap, you could have your destination clearly mapped out, you could have the vehicle to get there, but if you don't have the fuel in the car, then you're in trouble, right? So your commitment and desire are like the fuel in your car that are going to take you from where you are now to your ultimate destination. So you want to make sure that any goal that you set is meaningful to you. Good example. I had when I first started working with the technologies, I used to get a lot of smoking cessations and things like that. And I inevitably you'd have somebody come in for smoking cessation, and they'd say, "You know, I'm here to stop smoking." And I'd say, "Well, why do you want to stop?" And maybe I'd be sitting with a gentleman, and he'd say, "Well, you know, I don't really want to stop, but my wife wants me to stop. So I figured, what the heck, you know, what harm could it do?" Clearly, that was when I was charging a lot less. When I began charging $700 an hour, I got fewer of those types of people coming in to see me. So clearly, that person didn't want to be there for them. And what I would tell them was, I'd say, "Hey, why don't you send your wife in and we'll hypnotize her to accept you as a smoker? It might be more effective." So in terms of putting goals into your future and making them happen, you want to make sure that they're meaningful to you. Now let's talk about the A. The A in SMART stands for as if now. So the A in SMART stands for as if now. You want to write your goals in present tense. Okay, in present tense language. Because what happens if you set a goal and you say, "In 1 month, I'll make $10,000 more dollars"? Okay, what happens then as you move out into the future? "In 1 month, I'll make $10,000 more dollars. In 1 month, I'll make $10,000 more dollars. In 1 month, I'll make $10,000 more dollars." That, as you move into the future, that goal is likely to be pushed out into the future as well. So what you want to do is you want to write your goals now. Write them now. By the way, when I started my first business, I did that. I said, "Next month, we'll break even. Next month we'll break even, next month we'll break even," and that goal continually got pushed out into the future as I moved out into the future, until I finally woke up and I said, "I'm gonna break even right now." So I'll save you all the heartache that I had when I started my first business, and I'll save you all the money I lost as well. Make sure that you write your goals in present tense as if now. You also want to A in SMART also stands for all areas of your life. If you're really looking to achieve balance in your life, the best thing that you could do is to set goals in all areas of your life. Now, the R in SMART stands for realistic. Stands for realistic. So you want to make sure that any goals that you set are realistic. Now, in terms of being realistic, people ask me, "Well, what is realistic?" And what I always tell them is this. Here's how I do realistic. If you've always gotten what you want in your life, then make your goals a little bit more grandiose. If you've never gotten what you want, then make your goals a little bit more realistic. See, what you want to do with putting goals in your future is you want to create a track record of success. Because there's nothing that breeds success like success. So you want to create that track record. And then once you begin hitting your goals and really making them happen, then you can begin to expand your vision of what's possible. In fact, I had somebody that I worked with, John Andre, the car salesman. When he first came to me, the most cars he'd ever sold in a month was 8. We did 2 2.5 hour sessions, and he sold 22 in the next 30 days, so he virtually tripled his sales overnight. And what he said to me afterwards, he said, "Chris," he said, "I realized that I was setting my goals too small." And now he's on an entirely new path, and he wants to create a motivational television station. So what happens is, as you begin to hit goals and make them happen, then your vision of what's even possible for you in your life expands. And that's my highest choice for you, is that your vision will expand as you move forward into the future. But if you've never gotten what you want in your life, then make your goals a little bit more realistic until you begin to create that track record of success. Now, R in smart also stands for responsible. Responsible to me means ecological, and we talked about ecology early on in the series. So ecology is simply the study of consequences. What are the consequences on you when you're setting a goal, on the people around you, and on the system as a whole? So the question that you can ask for ecology is, if I set this goal, is it safe to me, is it safe to others, and is it safe to the planet? If it's safe to all three of those things, it's probably a pretty good goal to set. Now the T in SMART stands for two things. It stands for timed, so you want to make sure you put a future date on the goal. Now that's interesting because I said before we were going to write the goal in present tense language. Well, we are. We're going to write it present tense, but we're going to put the future date on it, which it will occur on, and then we're going to take that goal and we're going to put it out into the future on that date right where you said it would occur. And then the T also stands for toward what you want. So you want to make sure that the goal is not written away from what you don't want, but rather toward what you want. Remember, you can't think about what you don't want to think about without thinking about it. So you wouldn't write a goal and state, it is now March 24th, 2020, I'm no longer broke. You wouldn't put that in your future. You would. That's written away from what you don't want. You might put a goal in your future, it is now 2020, I'm standing in my study. I'm looking down at my financial statement and I see that I have $20,000 cash or $100,000 cash or $1 million cash, whatever it is for you, sitting in my bank account, and I realize that I'm way ahead of the game. Notice that that's written toward what you want instead of away from what you don't want. Okay, that's an issue of focus. And we're getting pretty clear on focus nowadays. So those are the SMART criteria. So make sure that all your goals meet that criteria before you do it. So you make it S, specific and simple, M, measurable and meaningful to you, A, as if now, and set goals in all areas of your life, R, realistic and responsible, T is timed and toward what you want. Now I'd like to share with you a simple formula for making sure that your goals meet the SMART criteria every time. This will make sure that they meet most of those SMART criteria. And here's the formula for writing your goals. If you write, it is now blank, and that's where you're going to put your future date. I am / I have blank. It is now blank, future date goes right there. I am or I have blank. It is now blank, I am, I have blank. Okay, that's your formula for writing your goal. You may even want to write that down. It is now blank, I am, I have blank. Okay, so it is now March 21st, 2010, I am, let's say it's a weight loss goal. I'm standing on the scale. Remember, you want to get the last step in there. So on the second blank, you're going to write your last step in there. So it is now March 21st, 2010. I'm standing on the scale looking down, and I notice that I weigh 158 pounds. And I realize that I've hit my goal, and it feels great. Okay, notice I got the last step in there, the last thing that has to happen so that you know you've gotten your goal. In this case, in the case of the weight loss goal, it was standing on the scale. But that's different for everybody. Let's take a relationship goal. I had assisted one time, I worked with a radio show host who wanted to create a relationship. And I said, well, how would you know when you had that relationship? Notice I'm getting her evidence procedure. She said, well, I'd be standing on a cliff looking into his eyes and I'd know that I had met the person of my dreams. I said, okay, great. Let's put that last step in your future timeline. So how would you write that if you were to put it in the formula? It is now blank. I am. I have blank. She said, okay, it is now January 1st, 2001, whatever the date was, she said, I'm standing on the cliff in Palos Verdes, California, looking into the eyes of my partner. And I realize right now that I've met the man of my dreams. Okay, and then she's got the future date on there, she's got it in present tense language, and she's got the last step in there. And it's all done easily by fitting the goal into the formula, it is now blank, I am, I have blank. Right, and notice she's got the last step. And then you can once you've got it all written out, you can go back and you can compare it against the SMART criteria and make sure that it meets all the SMART criteria. Okay, so what I'm going to ask you to do now is to write down a goal in some area of your life, in any area of your life, something that you'd like to have happen at this point in time. And you're going to write it in the formula, it is now blank, I am, I have blank. You're going to take about 2-3 minutes to write this goal down. And then I'm going to teach you the process for actually taking it and putting it out into your future. So when you write it down, make sure you get the last step in there, the last thing that has to happen so that you know you've got it, because that's what we're going to take out and we're going to put in the future. So once again, the formula is, it is now, future date, I am, I have, blank, and get the last step in there. So take 2 minutes to write that goal right now.